For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A new teaching and learning center is in the works for the University of Missouri. The center will help faculty improve their teaching practices and use of technology. It will replace the Program for Excellence in Teaching, which was discontinued in 2007 due to lack of funding. Vice Provost of Undergraduate Studies Jim Spain believes the program will be effective this time due to the need of training for online teachers. He also hopes to make the center a place where teachers can access multiple campus resources.
I think at the core of it, the center would be the one-stop shop that faculty can go to, and even if the center doesn't provide a program to address a particular need per se, that center would be responsible in helping get the resources to the faculty.
Spain says he hopes to have a focused list of priorities for the center by the end of the year. He will look to a 2012 faculty survey to help create this list. He hopes the program will be up and running by the start of the 2015-2016 school year. A Southeast Missouri high school football player has been shot in a school parking lot. The Southeast Missourian identifies the victim of the Monday night incident outside Kelly High School in Benton as sophomore Caden Robert. School officials and Scott County Sheriff Rick Scott declined to discuss details of the shooting today, including the extent of the student's injuries. In a written statement, Scott County Superintendent Farrah Jones called the shooting a tragic event. The school scheduled a meeting for late this afternoon to discuss the incident. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has cut more than $1 billion out of next year's roughly $26 billion state budget. Marshall Griffin tells us the Democratic governor is blaming Republican lawmakers for much of the actions taken today.
Nixon says the cuts are necessary because of a slew of tax breaks, exemptions, and new spending passed by lawmakers, along with their reliance on funding sources that, quote, won't be there, and on their failure to expand Medicaid.
It's one of the most basic principles of responsible fiscal management. You can't spend more than you take in.
The cuts include eliminating 260 state jobs and closing 19 regional state offices across the state. They also include withholding $100 million from K-12 schools and $43 million from higher education. But Nixon says those cuts could be reversed if lawmakers don't override his tax break vetoes from earlier this month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Nixon also went to St. Louis County today to make official his vow to veto school transfer legislation that allowed the use of public money to pay for certain students to attend private schools. Nixon called state lawmakers' latest attempt to overhaul a student transfer law a, quote, dangerous voucher scheme. The legislation, which Nixon vetoed today, also would have eliminated a requirement that unaccredited districts pay for students' transportation to new schools and called for accreditation of individual schools rather than entire districts. Students in unaccredited districts in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and Jackson County could have tapped local tax revenue to pay for private school tuition subject to local voter approval. Systems that had lost accreditation for at least 3 straight years would not have needed voter consent. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.